Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Good evening. My name is Dan Henley. I've got a charge on my credit card here that I didn't authorize from y'all.
Okay.
I tried your trial offer, but I did not. I haven't received anything else, and I really it's not working for me, so I need to cancel that.
Okay. So if you go ahead and provide me with your zip code, I can get your account pulled up and see what got going, okay?
Okay. Okay. What do you need, ma'am?
Your zip code?
75103.
Okay, yes, sir. And just to make sure I got that correct here, 75103?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you repeat your first and last name one more time?
Repeat my what, ma'am?
First and last name.
Oh, it's Dan Henley, H-E-N-D-L-E-Y.
Okay, sir. So it did not pull up with your zip code, so if you'll just give me one moment, I'm going to search with your first and last name and your phone number, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Dan, I do see you here. Can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 209. No, I'm sorry. It's 3857 State Highway 64, Wills Point, Texas, 75169.
Yes, sir, I do see you here. I do see you have the mail enhancement, sir.
I'm sorry. Oh yes, yes. I had gotten that. The trial offer is all I got, and that's all I wanted because it's not working for me.
Okay. Yes.
I'm a little off. Go ahead.
We really do hate to lose you as a customer. What I can do for you today is I can go ahead and offer you a 35% discount on all future charges. Is that something that you would be interested in?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't. I just don't. It's not working. I don't need it. I'm 82 years old, so I'm not really needing that right now. Actually, what about this charge I've got now? This $91.89.
Yes, sir. So that is if you did not call within those 14 days of receiving that, we billed you for the whole amount of that product, sir.
No, I haven't received anything, and it hasn't been but just, five or six days ago, and I tried to call a couple of times, and nobody ever called me back. But anyhow, I haven't received anything other than the trial offer.
Yes,
and I paid for that.
Yes, sir, I do understand. On February the 26th, you did sign up for that 14-day trial, which stated you would only pay shipping and handling first, and then within those 14 days, if you did not call to cancel, you were billed the full price of that product that you had received in the mail, sir.
Well, I've tried to call two or three times, and I can't get an answer. Nobody would call me back. I would go to your feature, but nobody called me back. So I was certainly within that 14 days.
I do understand, sir. I'm not showing any history with our call with your numbers, sir. And I do apologize.
Sorry.
But the 91.89 and 92.90 are valid charges.
81.89 and 92. No, I'm sorry. I'm gonna dispute those. I'm just gonna have to dispute those with my bank. Because they are not, I haven't received anything other than the little trial offers, and I paid for those. I haven't received nothing else, and I don't want anything else.
I do understand, sir, but if you do dispute with your bank, I am no longer allowed to touch your account. What I can do for you today is I can go ahead and give you a 35% refund on 91.89 and 92.90.
Don't need either one of the discounts because I don't want them. I'll just dispute these with my bank. Thank you for your time.
Sir?
Yes?
I do want to apologize for interrupting you, but if you do go dispute these with your bank, we do win 99.9% of our disputes. The bank will refund you in full, but when they do find out that these charges are a valid charge, they will take them back.
Very
out
good.
Of
they they won't find out they're valid because I don't have any products. So that's fine. I appreciate your time there, and we'll just dispute these. I don't have the other charge yet, but when it comes in, I'll dispute it too.
Sir, I can go ahead and give you a 50% refund on these.
No, ma'am, I don't need any discount on these. Please understand, I'm not trying to be hard, but I just don't need the product. It's not doing me any good at all, and I took the trial deal, and I just couldn't see any difference. And besides, I'm on medication that I probably shouldn't take anymore.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I'm really not supposed to do this. I can go up to a 75% refund back to you on those charges.
Ma'am, please understand. I'm not trying to be a horse behind on this. I just don't need them, and I haven't gotten anything.
No, I do understand, sir. I'm talking about refunding you that 75% of that $91.89 that did come out of your account, sir. I'm not trying to sell you any more or give you a discount. I am trying to go ahead and refund you 75% of that $91.89.
Oh, okay. But what about the other one charge you say that's going to come up? I haven't gotten it yet.
Yes, sir. So it did decline, but I did go ahead and cancel your account, so you will not be charged that $92.90.
Okay.
So I can.
All right. Okay. Well, go ahead. Give me 75% discount on that $91.89. And make sure my credit card gets it, and cancel that account because I don't need any more.
Okay.
And if you give me that discount right away, I will not dispute what the little charge is going to be. Okay.
Okay, sir. So, with that 75% refund back to you, you will be receiving $68.92.
How much?
$68.92 back into your
That don't represent that doesn't represent 75% of $91.89.
Yes.
My math is not the greatest, but it's better than that.
Well, yes, sir. So I am on a calculator right now, and I do have $91.89 and 75% in this, and it did say that it is $68.92.
That's how much I should be credited, right?
Yes.
68. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You thought I would be billed for 68.92.
Oh, no, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I misunderstood you there, I suppose. All right. Well, go ahead and bill me for the whatever the $20, $30, whatever that was is. I haven't got my mind on straight this morning, but and I'll take care of that, but I don't want anything else, okay?
Okay.
And if I get anything in the mail, I'll send it back. Is that right?
No,
I haven't received anything.
Yes, sir, I do understand. You can go ahead and keep that just for all the hassle that we did go through today, and I do apologize.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I'll be looking forward to this credit on this and getting a bill for the remainder, right? Is that right?
Yes, sir. It should be 22 and some change. I do not recall what the change was, but
yeah, okay. Bill me for that, and you will credit this $91.89.
Yes, sir. It should go ahead and send a email to you, saying
uh-huh.
that I did go ahead and refund it because I just did it.
Okay.
If you're ready, I can go ahead and give you that cancellation number.
Yes. Hold on just a moment. Go ahead and give me that.
Okay. So it's gonna be C as in cat.
Okay.
E as in Edward, 3-5-3-8-6, A as in Apple, 3-4-7.
Okay. You want me to repeat to that?
If you
I'll repeat
like,
it for
sir.
You. Okay, yes, if you don't mind. It's Charlie Edward, 3-5-3-8-6, Adam, 3-4-7.
Okay. Yes, sir, you got it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time there, and I'm sorry. It just didn't work for me, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope...
What was your name,
man? Haley. H-A-I-L-E-Y. Sir, can you hear
thank
me?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Got
okay.
You now.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
But thank you, ma'am. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.